around the world. The Spirit is moving and a voice is being heard. Welcome to the Voice of Evangelism with David Langford. You can write to the Voice of Evangelism at P.O. Box 502, Kayser, North Carolina 28020. We'll give you that address again at the close of today's broadcast. But here now is David Langford.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor David Langford. We'd like to welcome you this day, this January the 1st, 2018. It is already a new year. We welcome you today. We're just here today to encourage you. That's right. I'm here today to just simply encourage you this new year. I am believing God to bless you immensely. I am believing God to touch your life. And I am believing God to minister to you. And that this year spiritually will be one of the greatest and most blessed new years that you've ever had in your life. You know, we all face difficulties. We all face trial. We all face temptation. I've often said, you don't have to look very far down the road to see someone in a far worse condition than yourself. You don't have to look far across the street, down the road, to another county, another state, where there's someone whose life has been unraveled by the powers of Satan. But all of this, my friend, is because of sin. Not that we're sinners, that we've been now washed in his blood, been made whole, but the curse that man lives under, is all because of sin. And the earth and humanity was cursed following the fall in the Garden of Eden. That will one day be removed. That ought to fill your heart with great joy to know one day, the curse and all of the sorrow, heartache, and pain that evolves around the curse, one day will be removed. I want to share scripture with you and play a couple songs today. We did this Christmas Day. I felt led to do this New Year's Day. It's a new year, a fresh beginning, an opportunity to turn over a new page and hopefully view our own circumstances from a different perspective. That God would touch us. That God would help us to see our lives from a different perspective and thus be strengthened and be encouraged. I want to look today in our first passage of Scripture from Isaiah chapter 41, beginning at verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and thou shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. And I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shiloh wood, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together, that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. I love what he said in verse 15, Isaiah 41:15. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. New. This is a new year. I pray it is a new season for you. A season of prosperity. A season of fruitfulness. A season of peace. A season of placidity, a season of rest, a season of calm, a season of restoration. Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel, has the power to do this in your life if you will just believe. I want to play an old song. It's entitled, Give Up. Give up. Let Jesus take over in your life. And I promise you, he'll do a little bit better job than you're trying to do right now. Amen. My friend, thank God for Jesus. He alone is the great way maker. Who can make a way but God? What an awesome, what a mighty, what a holy God He is, that He, my friend, can, well, He can do anything. How? Why? Why can He do anything? Because He, my friend, He alone is the Holy One of Israel. He is the Holy One of Israel. There are times that we all feel discouraged. There are times we feel beleaguered. Times we feel sad, downtrodden, discouraged. Sometimes we question, will I be able to make it? Oh, yes, you're going to make it. You're going to make it because He's going to help you make it. Now, you can't make it in yourself, that would be futile. But you can make it in the Lord Jesus Christ, all because His grace is sufficient. Look with me, please, or listen to me, please. Beginning in Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of Him that sat on the throne a book, written wherein, and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book, and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came, and took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts, and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, and golden vials full of odors or incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our King God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne of the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. What unfathomable deity and majesty. This Lamb that was slain is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I love what David said in Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Oh, how many benefits do we have today in Jesus Christ our Lord, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Did you know that today? He has not dealt with us after our sins, neither has he rewarded us according to our iniquities. Our iniquities have been many. Many times. But in his love, grace, and mercy, he did not reward us according to our iniquities. Think of that statement. How he should have punished us. But yet he loved us, he tolerated us, and he suffered us, and he did not deal with us after, neither according to our iniquities. I should have deserved more chastisement, chastening, and scourging. Justice called. Mercy answered. Aren't you glad for that? Listen to Lauren Talley. She sings, "He's all you need when you need him."
Shadows of your doubt, a trial that you know you can't run from. You dread the pain you'll feel tomorrow, not sure that you'll survive the sorrow. You knew a time like this would surely come, but just hold. Was in God's plan, and how he gave you strength for every mile. And as the pages keep on turning, you'll look back upon the journey and see he was all you needed all the while. But
without a doubt, he's all that you'll ever need in this life, and certainly in the life to come. He is faithful. He's faithful because that is his name. He can be nothing less than that which he is. You say, is that one of his names? Revelation 19:11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True." Oh, he has so many names. And two of those names are Faithful and True. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it a blessing to know the God that you and I serve is both faithful and true? Oh, I love Him today. I pray you love Him today. And I pray that you love Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might, and with everything that is within you. You love and you bless His holy name. Psalms chapter 25. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me Thy paths. Lead me in Thy truth, and teach me. For Thou art the God of my salvation. On Thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, Thy tender mercies and Thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to Thy mercy, remember Thou me for Thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will He teach sinners in the way. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. For Thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for He shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn Thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O, bring Thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in Thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on Thee. Remember Israel, O God, out of all of his troubles. What a beautiful closing statement there in that verse, wherein the psalmist said, remember Israel, O God, out of all of his troubles. Every place that I read in the scriptures wherein people asked the Lord to remember them, He always did. David in Psalms 132, verse 1, he said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. There was a woman by the name of Hannah whose womb was lifeless and barren. That was a terrible, terrible thing for a woman in Israel to be barren. She was barren. Her womb was fruitless. But she went to the temple of God and she prostrated herself and she prayed. What did she pray? She prayed, "Lord, remember me. Touch my womb, that my womb might become fruitful." She prayed. The Bible says that God remembered her when she asked him to remember her. And she went home, and the Bible says Elkanah, her husband, knew her, conceived, and bare what is deemed the greatest prophet in Israel, a child whose name was called Samuel. Samson, having broken his vow with God, found himself blind, grinding at the mill like an ass, like a beast. And the Philistines were mocking him and castigating him and ridiculing him and saying all manner of evil against the man of God. But he prayed, "Lord, I pray thee, remember thou me, that I may be avenged of the Philistines by my two eyes." And God remembered Samson, and he became freshly anointed, holy, completely restored. Though he was blind, he was restored. And then we have the man on the cross. Two thieves, two malefactors, the Bible says. The one railed and made accusation against our Christ. The other thief, he saw a king. He knew that kings have kingdoms. I said he knew that kings had kingdoms. He was conscious. He was aware that the man hung on a cross beside of him could do something for him. He knew that Jesus could do something for him. I want to ask you a simple question today. Do you believe that Jesus can do something for you? Do you believe that Jesus can do something in your life that would help you, that would offset the gravity of what you're facing, what you're having to go through right now? Do you believe the Lord? Do you believe he can mitigate? Do you believe he can lessen the pressure, the adversity that you're going through? I'm here to tell you today, he can help you. He can mitigate your burden. He can mitigate your load. This thief, he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." He knew in his heart, he knew in his spirit, this man called Jesus was a king. Jesus said, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. No matter where you find yourself today, lonely, maybe there's someone listening today, you're heartbroken. Your heart is wrenched. God can help you. He can restore what the cankerworm and the palmerworm has stolen and taken from you. He's God. I'm going to play a song entitled Precious Lord. Tommy Dorsey wrote that song after his wife and newborn infant son had died. He placed his little boy in the casket with his wife. It was a time of depression. It was a time of despair. It was a time of loneliness. It was a time of being alienated and ostracized from virtually everyone. But history says he sat down on a piano and he just began to move his hands across the keyboard. The ivory notes. And this, my friend, is where we get this song entitled Precious Lord. A man whose world was absolutely turned upside down. And yet, while in a revival, he received a telegram that said, Your wife just had a child, a little boy, but she passed away, and a few minutes later, your son passed away. Oh, the perils, the dangers, the toils, and the snares of our humanity. But God has remained faithful. Listen to the words of the song.
Praise God. Praise God. Won't you take my hand and lead me on? Won't you help me stand? You see, I am a child. I am weary, and through the storm and through the night, leave me on.
He'll lead you on. He'll lead you on, providing you want to be led. Romans 8:14 says, "For as many that as are led by the Spirit of God, they're called the sons of God." Are you led by the Spirit of God? If so, then you are deemed a son, a daughter of God. Psalms 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitudes of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that worship themselves of idols. Worship him All ye gods, Zion heard and was glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. There is no power like God's power. There is no majesty like the majesty of God. There is no righteousness like the righteousness of God. Even his voice is like no other voice. The psalmist in Psalms chapter 29, he declares the gravity, he declares the magnitude, the greatness of his voice. When you hear a particular voice, you have no doubt who it is. A mother can detect, she can denote the voice of one child versus a dozen children. That's hers. She knows immediately which child it is because of the voice. Listen to the psalmist David in Psalms 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars in Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Are you his personage today? I trust you are. I trust your affection is set on things above and not on the earth. It is my prayer that this new year will be a time of renewal in your body, your mind, and your spirit. That you will embrace the Lord with all of your strength and with all that is within you. Don't ever lose sight of one thing. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus will return. He promised us. And he's not a man that he should lie. He's coming. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning ever so brightly. Keep your affection set on things above and not on the earth. And you'll be ready when he comes. For no man knows the day, neither the hour. But it doesn't cause my faith, my hope, my trust to wane in the Lord, because I know he's coming back. How can you be so certain, Pastor? He gave me his word. Not only did he give me his word, he gave you his word. He's given his word to all of us. He's coming again. As an old gospel song says, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. But it won't be like it was the first time he came. No, it'll be totally this time he comes in his glory. Colossians 3:4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear also with him in glory. Hallelujah. May the God of all grace, may the God of all comfort strengthen you this year. I want you to continue to pray for our nation, for our president. Cover Donald J. Trump in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And pray that Jehovah would give his angels charge concerning our president. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I invite you to fast with us this month. We are setting the dates January the 14th through February the 4th. If you can, fast with us a day or two. Whatever you feel that you can do for God. I know some are diabetic. Just do what you can do. And let me promise you, God will make up the difference. God always leaves something for us to do. God can create anything out of nothing. But he asked the disciples, what do you have? They said, 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Philip said, 200 penny worth of bread could not feed this multitude. But Jesus took the little bit that they had and he blessed it. That's the difference. He blessed it, touched it, and it was multiplied. When God touches you, the blessing is multiplied. It's not just one and done, but it's multiplied. It is magnified exponentially. Why? Because he is the God of all flesh. I love Jeremiah 32:27, which says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No, my friend, there is nothing impossible, nothing too hard for my God to do. God bless you. I pray today has been somewhat of a different yet a special day in ministering to you and helping you. Thank you for the gifts that you sent over the Christmas holidays. Thank you for your faithful support last year. Thank you for everything that you've ever done for the Voice of Evangelism. It will never go unrewarded. God is conscious of all that you do regarding the things of the kingdom of God. Have a great evening. God willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at this same time.
The Voice of Evangelism with David Langford is brought to you by the faithful listeners and supporters throughout America. If you're looking for an uncompromising message, we invite you to tune in each week to The Voice of Evangelism. For more information, write to The Voice of Evangelism at P.O. Box 502, Kayser, North Carolina, 28020. That's P.O. Box 502, Kayser, North Carolina, 28020.